decisions, decisions, decisions. Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap. She's decided to join us today. Rich McFadden at the controls. He decided to come in today.
I'm the king of cheap.
Jennifer Horn is here. Oh, Richie got a great story, actually.
Yeah.
About buying a computer. You ought to tell that story as we do. Yes, we have prepared. The queen of cheap is here, and she will lay some important information on you and how you can save some money in a moment. Richie's going to tell you how
he'll be the king of cheap.
Save some money. You might want to think twice before catching 40 winks on your next flight. An Arizona man given 7 years in the clink for molesting a woman in the next seat.
Oh, no.
22-year-old woman awoke to find a blanket over her lap, her seatbelt undone, and the business executive sitting next to her. But he was asleep.
That's awful.
Well, he was. She was more asleep than he was. Apparently, they both.
She's a sound sleeper. Apparently.
Jeez.
All right. Roberta.
Yes, dear.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Rich.
Yes,
should we save your king of cheap until we've had the queen of cheap? I think that's
absolutely. I let my queen go first, and
all right,
then
the queen first in a half hour, and then the king, plus an overview of some big television news. I promise, Jennifer, we're going to have a lot of time for this.
And the great thing about my king of cheap, Doug?
Yes, Rich.
It's about saving money on a Mac, which is almost impossible to save money on.
Almost impossible.
They never discount those.
Nope. Right. But I know how to get
one. Richie knows how to do it.
I saved almost $200 on one yesterday.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, so that story coming up. Deep thinkers.
Like us.
Deep thinkers. People looking ahead to see how things will be. Remember that old song, In the Year 2525, if man is still alive? Yada, yada, yada. Roberta did a little... She's pretty good at research, Richie. Have you noticed? Roberta's good at research.
Absolutely,
she does
yes.
All of these things. She digs up all this stuff in the Queen of Cheap department. Special box for that at DougStefan.com. The question Roberta has asked, what will the world be like in the year 2058?
Hmm.
2058.
How many years is that from now?
Right now? Well, this is 2011, so that would be 47 years from now.
Good math. Okay.
So why am I asking this question?
I don't know. I've seen here there are 60 different people from around the world have actually looked at this in the book called The Way We Will Be 50 Years From Today, which I think you've seen, Roberta. At least that would be my inclination to think that you've seen.
That's right.
Right. So what do you think, Richie, the world will be like 50 years from today? Think about now what you think it'll be like.
Know,
what's it gonna be like next year? What will it be like 10 years from now?
I will tell you. I don't remember from the time from like 1970 when I kind of really became conscious of what was going on around me because I was 6 years old then to 1980-81. I don't remember really that much of a difference in the world.
Really,
but from the time that I really became conscious of computers like in 1988, 89, 90, 91 type there, and then really got involved in them in like 94 to now, wow, things have changed. So I can't imagine what 50 years from now will bring us.
I'm hoping for hovercrafts. That's what I want.
Hovercraft. I think we're 20 years away from hovercrafts.
Hovercraft is full of eels.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had the Jetsons with Skype and video conferencing now. We have the microwaves. We have the instant food. I mean, look at our MetaFast. Boom. Put it in the microwave. Boom. You eat 60 seconds later.
I would like to have something in 50 years where you can actually just take, like, an empty suitcase with you when you travel, and any outfit that you want pops up when you're...
Materializes.
Yes.
That's not the Jetsons, though. That's witchcraft. That's big.
I don't care. That's what I want in 50 years.
I think we're going to have, like little things embedded in our skulls or little things in glasses.
RFID chips.
Yeah. We're actually going to have... You're not even going to have
already.
Credit cards. You'll have a little thing maybe embedded in your hand, and you just, like, wave your hand.
Right.
That's a couple years away, the thumb chip.
Yeah, that's here
thumb
already.
Chip, yep.
All right, so just for the heck of it, let's go back. I guess I'm the only one. No, Roberta and I can go back 50 years and think about what was in our
Wait
minds.
A minute. I was like merely a babe in arms.
You still were around 50 years ago. You have a don't you have cognitive knowledge? Don't you remember what things were like 50 years ago?
why do you put me in this position?
Well, because
it sounds harder than it is.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right, so I'll talk about it if you don't want to.
Okay,
because
I will.
Because of your vanity. People don't know you're over the age of 50. I don't mind being over the age of 50. So here's the memory that I have of 50 years ago. You go back 50 years.
Yeah.
It's the year 1961.
Mm-hmm.
1961.
Doug's in his corduroys.
I was in corduroys, you're right, and I used to wear turtlenecks when I was... Yeah.
He had corduroy diapers.
Corduroy diapers. I was out of diapers by 1961. Mm-hmm. I was in high school in 1961.
Oh, thank God I wasn't.
Just getting started in high school, and I remember Julie Cotton from my freshman year. And Julie Cotton and I have not spoken, nor did we even remember each other from our senior year in high school until last week.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Julie Cotton showed up on the scene. Julie Cotton sent me, somehow or other, she came across, she was looking for things that were new about Framingham, because she moved out of Framingham, and for whatever the reason, she wanted to know more about what was going on in Framingham these days. So she started looking around the Framingham website, and she saw Eastley Farm,
mm-hmm.
and she saw that I owned it, mm-hmm. and she remembered how much I loved the farm when I was a kid. So she contacted me.
Yeah.
And no, that wasn't quite how it was, Richie, but thank
boom,
you.
Chicken, boom.
Now you although I did admit to having a crush on her when I was in high school.
I remember.
Yeah, I did. And she was with Joe Donnelly at the time, and she married Joe Donnelly, but then she divorced Joe Donnelly, and now she's married to somebody else. But she and I are going to get together with our... I'm going to meet her with some of her friends for dinner next Friday night.
You need to wear your corduroys and your turtlenecks.
I don't think so. Not in the middle of the summer, but thanks for the suggestion.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Forget it's fan. Just,
all right, so going back 50 years, I was thinking about Julie, but I was also thinking about high school, John F. Kennedy. I was thinking about a lot of things. And so you fast forward, okay, to 1971, and I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was 40 years ago. Fast forward to 1981, I was happy that Ronald Reagan... These are just things that I'm thinking about as I flash back to 1981 now. Ronald Reagan was president, and I mm-hmm. thought that was cool. All right? Flash forward to 1991 and Desert Storm and that sort of stuff. What was going on in the Middle East was blowing up in our faces. Fast forward to 2001 and September 11th. And the time seems like that.
Hmm.
It does. So what's... And then I think about the technological changes. I think about the changes in my personal life. So now let's fast forward 10 years. Never mind. Let's just do the same thing. Let's go 10 years.
Hey, can I do a 1981 to 2011 for you?
Yeah. You were around in 81.
In 1981, I was playing Galaga in an arcade, which was like the awesome game back then.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Galaga is a video game that was made by Namco, who made Ms. Pac-Man, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's where you have these spaceships and you shoot the invaders that are coming down, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
Last night, 2011, mm-hmm. 20 years later, 30 years later, I'm playing Galaga on my iPad with my son.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. All right, so you bring that with you. When I was going through Brendan's closet last night because I'm looking for his college diploma.
Do you find anything incriminating?
No, I found some new some sneakers that he left up there that he's not wearing that I can now wear. I did find those. And found a few other things that I remembered from... It was the cutest... As a matter of fact, I brought it downstairs. I had a tear in my eye. A book. His first writing when he was maybe 4 years old. He wrote a story about the house and the farm and the people that were here. And it was, you look at those things and you think back to when your children were that age. And I look at him now and I think to myself, my God, that doesn't seem... I can remember reading this book to him. Again, sort of flashing back about 30 years, Richie, as you just did.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in 30 years hence, will he think the same thing? Will he be thinking about his son or daughter? Or will my daughter be thinking about that sort of thing? And will you be thinking, Roberta, 30 years from now or 10 years or 20 years from now about your family and how will your life be? And will it be a challenge? We think life is a challenge now. I think we've always thought at every step. I'm thinking that I always thought life was a challenge. Although I always have enjoyed my life, I have thought that there were many challenges. Don't we all? Isn't that part of it? Isn't that part of life?
Yeah.
Isn't challenge? Yeah. It's all about that.
And your
that.
Challenges change, I
so,
think.
Well, that's the point. And maybe if you look ahead for 50 years, what will the challenges be? 800-510-8255. Do you want to look ahead 50 years? You want to look ahead 40 years, 30 years, 20 years? This is food for thought stuff that you will think about. I guarantee you through the day today now, you'll be thinking about, what will next year be like? Or what will the year after that be like? Or what will it be like in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's I don't think it's possible to even imagine what it's going to be like 50 years from now. You might read a few books, you know, that are predictors of what the world will be like. And we always sort of think about technology, but I don't think we should. We talk how you can, because that changes our whole presence. What would your home be like? What would your living circumstances? How will we get our power and you know, that kind of stuff. And it's fascinating to think about. What will our health challenges be in 50 years from now? When many of the things that are problems today will hopefully be solved.
But well, you see, they have a new universal flu vaccine they think that should be out in about a year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah.
That will cover, like, every flu ever discovered.
Well, I'll be with that like I am with all the other flu. Won't take them.
That
you
flu vaccine,
it,
Roberta?
Yeah.
Is where they install that chip that goes into your brain that you were talking about a few minutes ago.
So they can scan you at the grocery store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need to know about the future, you'll find out right here, right now. Doug Steffens, good day. 20, let's make it 19 after the hour, Rishi.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The ones who get it done.
Mm-hmm. That's a great place.
We get it done on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Granger has everything.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Be a part of a great romance.
Is this Bob Dylan? The female version of Bob Dylan, Stevie Nicks, performing her new hit single For What It's Worth on America's Got Talent. The elimination round, or another elimination round last night. I don't quite know why she was there, but she sang a couple of times. What does this sound? Let's listen to this for a second.
It sounds great.
Sounds like the old Stevie Nicks.
You saved my life, and I won't forget it.
It's not like Bob Dylan, does it?
Mm-hmm. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house, good intentions came through your door, for what it's worth.
The song's called For What It's Worth. All right, now she performs another, later on in the show, another song called The Edge of 17.
That's one of her old hits. Just like a one-wing dove.
I like to play snippets of pop songs that either have some meaning to you now or have had some meaning to you. And so that's why this sort of fits here. As
she's
far as,
touring this summer, so this is the new thing. American Idol started this. Whoever these classic rockers or the big bands are that are touring this summer, they come on these shows. They pay to be on the shows.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But to, like, plug their new album?
The album, plug
Wait,
the
what
tour.
Does her being there have to do with...
America's
finding
got talent.
American talent, isn't it? Anything to do with it at
I mean,
all.
American Idol, okay, it kind of fits, you know.
Yeah.
This one, no, it's just a check.
Just a disconnect.
It's
right.
A check.
It's like when you see all those things being plugged for 3, 4, 5 minutes on The View. Those are all, those people, those companies pay $184,000 for a 4.5 minute bit.
Yeah, I mean, you watch these morning shows, the Today Show,
and
Good Day, and all this other stuff. Yeah, I mean, you think it's actual content that they're talking about? Okay, what can we get paid to talk about today?
Pay for plugs. Okay, time now for another edition of the Same Brain Frame Drain
Game. We're doing that, yay!
And today, we will focus on watermelon.
Ooh, watermelon.
What do you know about watermelon? If you are an expert in watermelon... Perfect time of year for it. We have questions for you. I will give you a question, 4 possible answers. Roberta will give us the answer she chooses. If you agree with her and she's right, you get a point. You get 3 points. You get the prize. Could be some of our new food, or it could be the Doug Stephan. It could be any number of things. That's not.
You know, you can pour vodka in watermelon, Dougie.
No.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. You just cut a hole in it, put the bottle in there, let it empty, and then just roll the watermelon around for a few hours. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I got some watermelon sitting on the counter in the other room.
Well, it has to be a whole watermelon, Doug.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. You don't want to kill yourself with a bottle of vodka.
No, I certainly don't. Not at this stage of my life, nor at this stage of the day.
That'd be
okay. So here's a question that we could use as an example. Which U.S. president grew watermelons at his home in Virginia? Jimmy Carter, JF Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Thomas Jefferson?
I know.
Wow, okay. That's easy.
That's an easy one.
Okay, what's the answer?
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, so if you agreed with that, you got a point. And
circle
you move toward
the
three?
Because exactly. You have a Virginia farm. The other
well, I gave right. It made an easy one because yeah. I mm-hmm. wanted people to think, okay, these will be easy, and then I'll slam them when
then
they get
you're
here.
Gonna, yeah, you're going to get them.
800-510-8255 for the prize. If you've never won before in the same brain frame drain game and you'd like to have a nice conversation with Roberta before she comes across as the queen of cheap, which is a good conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
We challenge you, and we need to know what you know about watermelon. And that's what's up right now. For the prizes, dial 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, President Obama is set to make an official announcement on Friday that will set new standards for automotive fuel efficiency. All cars made between the years 2017 and 2025 will be required to drive 54.5 miles per gallon. Current regulations require automakers to accomplish 35.5 miles per gallon by 2016. In other news, a group of 29 American universities are working towards building infrastructure that could achieve internet speeds several hundred times faster than currently available. By making 1 gigabit connections abundant, the coalition believes that it will foster new ideas and businesses. And finally, a new report by Nielsen found that about 50% of those using Netflix access it through video game consoles. Conversely, Hulu Plus subscribers do 89% of their watching on the computer, mainly due to a lack of supported hardware. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ask and ye shall find, or seek as if seeking ye shall find. Right? By the other day,
asking
I couldn't remember.
Shall receive.
I couldn't remember. I was looking for, I was fishing for an old slogan that I kind of remembered, but I really butchered it. And then somebody sent me a text with the right. I realized as I am remembering some things, how much stuff, how much gobbledygook, gibberish, if you will, is in your mind, or in my mind. I don't know about your mind, but I'm guessing we're all.
You have an amazing memory. Yeah. To remember a little bit of everything throughout the course of your whole life.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of junk roaming around up there. Tons.
Thank sludge.
For the total sludge.
Sludge report.
Yeah. We got to do that. That's a good idea, Jenna. We're having a daily sludge report. All right. Well, but maybe this is part of that. We're still taking your calls because we're going to have Roberta do the Queen of Cheap, and Richie has a King of Cheap, and we got to get
the Princess of Cheap yesterday, Roberta.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Oh, you were. Okay.
Yeah, right. And then we have to do. We have at least four or five items that are important from the world of television that we have to touch on. So got busy times, and so what we're doing is taking your calls, screening your calls right now to play the same. Game, same brain, frame drain game. That too.
That's right.
Whatever. And we have TV news.
Speaking of sludge, I just said that. What are you? Where have you been?
I was sleeping.
Huh? I just spent a whole moment explaining you had some important television news.
Really? How did I? I must have had like a seizure.
Didn't I just say that, Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255.
She's the queen of cheap.
That's
the
right.
The diva of dumpster dive.
That's right.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so this is important. Roberta is important for this hour of the program because we have the dumpster diver here. And you can call us at 800-510-8255 to play the same brain frame drain game. We'll get the best to call her to challenge. I don't know if he's challenging Roberta. She answers the questions you agree or disagree. You get 3 points, three right, and you win the prize. So now would be a good time to call.
A swell prize.
All right, Roberta. What do we need to hear today?
Okay, lots of free stuff. Free sample of Shout Wipe and Go. This is a great product, and no, we're not getting paid to say this. It's you take it with you, and it's like you spill wine or food or, you know, you're eating in the car and you get it on your tie or whatever. You can just clean it up with these. This is a free sample, which is great just to travel around, stick it in your bag. Office Depot, you know, it's back to school time. I know you don't want to hear it. It's still July. But they're stocking up on school supplies, and if you spend $15, which is like really nothing when you're buying school supplies, you get a free backpack and lunch tote. Though it may take a little bit to get to 15 because they've got all these 5-cent deals. You have paper pocket folders, pencil pouches, protractors, all for 5 cents. And they also, if you recycle your printer ink cartridge, you even get a $2 rewards credit. So you go in there, you recycle your printer ink cartridge first, get the $2 rewards credit, and then use it to buy the 5 cent school supplies. How about that? Tennis Magazine, we've got a free subscription for you, and the information's on DougStephan.com. Restaurant.com, you know how I love this site. Well, usually at the end of every month, they do their 80% off. Usually the $25 gift certificates are $10. Well, now they're only $2, so it's basically getting it free. The coupon code is SAVE. It's only good through the end of the month, so don't waste time. And plus, if you do it through a site called Shop at Home, which is kind of like a discount site, you get an additional 25% cash back. So if you buy that $25 gift certificate for $2 and you get 20, it'll actually only cost you $1.50. The math right? Yeah, my math's right. At Mimi's Cafe, finally, we've got a coupon for you. With any purchase through August 2nd, you get 2 free muffins. And we also have a coupon for you, a buy one breakfast and 2 beverages and get a breakfast free.
And what do we have to use to get that?
For what?
They coupon. Have a what for us?
A coupon.
A coupon.
A coupon.
What happened to a coupon?
A coupon.
It's a coupon.
I still don't know. Is it Q or coo?
I coo. Say coupon.
I coo. Say coupon.
It's coo.
You say coo? See, I coupon. Say coupon,
coupon.
Too.
Coupon.
Right, in a moment, coupon. Rich will be talking about his find. But first, Bradley, who has been a fan of yours, it seems, for a long, long time. He loves the Queen of Cheap. Right, Bradley? You're a big fan of the Queen of Cheap?
Yes, I am.
All right,
is
now,
it a coupon or a coupon, Bradley?
I say coupon.
Coupon.
Really?
Well, I'm going to be different and uppity and say coupon.
That's
coupon.
What I do, too.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it must be a guy-girl thing, coup and Q.
All right, so Bradley, it's time now for you to pay up or fess up in terms of Roberta and your connection with her. I'm going to find out how good it really is, because I know you're interested in the Queen of Cheap, but I'm going to have you figure out whether Roberta is telling the truth or not as we play the same brain frame drain game. Richie, get ready for the King of Cheap. We're going to go through. Okay. Bradley, what do you know about watermelon?
I don't eat water. I don't like it.
Oh, good. Perfect.
All right.
I know this is going to go well.
All right. So you know how this works. We have we ask the question of Roberta. She gives us an answer. If you agree and she's right, you get a point. You get 3 points, and you get the prize. All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. What is watermelon's scientific name, Roberta? Hydroplantus, Citrullus eonus, Melanoid familiid, or Cucurbitida?
I remember. I think it's the Citrullus one.
All right, do you agree with that, Bradley?
Yes.
All right, gets the point, because it is Citrullus eonus or something close to that.
Wow.
All right, we're talking about watermelons here in the same brain frame drain game. Question number 2, where does the U.S. rank in world watermelon production? 2nd, 4th, 10th, or 7th, Roberta?
Ooh, production.
Production. That means growing.
I'm going to guess 2nd.
2nd. You agree or disagree with that, Bradley?
I disagree.
Good for you. What do you think the right number is?
I think it's 7.
No, it's 4th, but it's okay. All you had to do is disagree to get the point. All right, you get 2 points, one more, and you win. How much water is in a watermelon? 98%, 75%, 92%, 88%, Roberta?
Well, it's a lot of water in watermelon.
No, really?
Shocking. That's why they call it watermelon.
No.
I would say about 92%.
You agree or disagree with that, Bradley?
I disagree.
All right, too bad, because she was right for a
change.
Was
I? Yay!
Yeah, 92%. All right, it's okay. You still
I love it when I'm right.
Yeah, I know. It's so rare. All right, next question. Where was watermelon first found? Kalahari Desert, Cordell, Georgia, China, or Southern Europe, Roberta?
First found.
Yes.
You know, I know the Egyptians ate watermelon, so I'm gonna guess the desert.
You agree or disagree with that, Bradley?
I agree.
Okay, you got your 3 points.
Yay!
One more bonus question, just for fun. Kalahari Desert, that's where it was found. Who is credited with discovering the botanical origins of watermelon?
Ooh.
Dr. David Copperfield, Dr. John LaSalle, Dr. David Livingstone, or Dr. L. Boyette?
I'm just going to say David Copperfield. I have no idea.
Good for you, Roberta. Wait a minute. Bradley, you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
All right, David Livingstone is the answer.
Okay.
So he has 4 points.
Is that like Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Yes, Dr. Livingstone.
Wow.
All right, last question. Watermelon is a good source of which two vitamins, B, D, A, C, E, C, or A, B?
What's that?
A is B and D, B is A and C, C is E and C, and D is A and B.
Yes. Oh, I know it has vitamin C in it, watermelon.
Okay, that gets you another two choices.
I wouldn't have B vitamins in it.
No, because B and C don't go together here.
But actually, no, it's kind of like orangey, like carrots, because it's like pink. So I'm going to guess A.
You agree or disagree, Bradley?
I agree.
Good for you. All right,
yay!
Bradley gets the prize. Good job.
Perfect score, didn't he?
No, he missed one.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Okay, it's all right. Yeah. You did a good job. All right, so you'll be able to pick some of our new e-food, or you can pick a Doug Steffen prize, whichever you would like. Bradley, thank you. Hold on just a moment. The Queen of Cheap, followed now by the King of Cheap.
Can I have an intro, too?
You want to? Well, play the same one.
No, because that's the Queen of
Cheap.
But
you have an intro?
God save the Queen of New Orleans. All right, there we go. The King of New Orleans here with your King of Cheap.
I don't make too much of this. Come on, just tell the story.
Let me tell you something. You know I like bargains when I go buy computers, right?
It's going to be so long and dark.
No. Yesterday I went to buy a new Mac for here at the studios, and they don't discount anything at the Mac store.
Nope.
Never. But Best Buy sells Macs. Best Buy also has an open box policy that if you buy something, don't like it, you can return it. Then when you return it, that items get sold as open box at a discount.
Ooh.
I went in yesterday and they had 4 open box Macs. Found the one I wanted. It had already been discounted 10%. Making it from $11.99 to $10.24, I think it was. I got them to give me another 5%. Bottom line, I walked out with an $1,199 Mac for $968.
Excellent.
All right, now, how does everybody listening do that?
Go to your local Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I'm not shilling for them. I'm just telling you how to get a Mac with a little bit of a discount.
Yeah.
And you look at the open box section. Go over to the Mac section and see if there are any open box or returned computers laying there. Mm-hmm. And then you ask. Now, a lot of times, of the 4 computers, 3 of them had the last year's model processor in it, the i3s. I needed one with the i5 or i7 in it, which is the new processor, the new model. And they had 1, and that's the one I zeroed in on.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a couple of good deals. There was one of the, I bought the 21-inch with the 2.5 processor. They had a couple of the 27 inches, but had they had the new processor, I would have bought that, but they had the old processor.
All right, there's the way to save some dough. Good deal. Richie, the King of Cheap, Roberta, the Queen of Cheap, and, you can be the Princess of Cheap. Jennifer is the Princess, so what am I? I guess I'm just cheap. It's 16 before the hour in a moment. Alex Trebek is in the hospital. What's the problem?
I had a brush with him, too.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Want to learn a new dance this summer and build self-confidence, improve fitness, and enter to win some cool prizes? Here's your chance. Research shows children exposed to the arts outperform their classmates in school on standardized testing. And these art-rich students also show more creativity, confidence, and self-esteem. So, Wisheroo Park in Capizio launched a 6-week Duckle Dance Sweepstakes July 15th for kids 3 to 6. Wisheroo Park's Ranger Rosie.
The Duckle Dance is a little bit ballet, a little bit tap, and a whole lot of fun. We're asking kids and their folks to check out our new Duckle Dance video at wisheroopark.com. Now, kids, practice your favorite dance moves, either the ballet or tap version, and have your parents submit your version via wisheroopark.com for a chance to win some great prizes, including dance scholarships from Capizio.
Full rules for the Duckle Dance Sweepstakes are on wisheroopark.com, and all videos must be submitted by September 1st.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, let's get to what's going on in the world of television. First, Alex Trebek.
Yeah,
recovering
this is crazy.
From injuries, what happened?
Okay, well, this is weird, and this is my brush with Alex Trebek that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
When I was on hiatus from the show on Tuesday, it was because I was at a conference at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis, where this event happened on Tuesday. Oh, I know. I could have caught him myself.
Wow.
Anyway, according to this article in the San Francisco Examiner, this woman broke into a hotel room and took cash and purses and wallets, and she was on her way out when the guests woke up, and they obviously panicked and chased her down the hallway. Alex Trebek, who was staying in the hotel, heard all the noise, started chasing after the woman as well. Problem for Alex is that he went and tripped, and then he snapped his Achilles tendon.
Ouch.
Ouch. That hurts.
That
so
does
he's
hurt.
Actually going to have some emergency surgery tomorrow, July 29th.
Doesn't sound like much of an emergency.
He has to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but the good news is the stolen items were recovered. Guess where?
In Alex's room.
Near the ice machine.
That hurt. All right, that story, by the way, the story behind the story is at DougStephan.com of Alex recovering from his injuries. And
he's a hero.
He is. All right, so what else have we got, Jen?
Speaking of heroes, 9/11, the big 10-year anniversary, is coming up this year, and they're going to do something kind of special on the National Geographic Channel.
Yeah.
Former President George W. Bush will discuss his reaction when he got the news of the terrorist attack.
all that is with a picture.
The deer in headlights reaction.
That's cool, though. You're going to get to hear his side of the story again on September 11th, 2001. Yeah. The only weird thing is they're going to air the special on August 28th. Is that weird? Is that weird to you?
Why don't they hear it on September 11th? Would be the question.
Yeah. All right. Also in the news today, former NBC star from Friends, Courtney Cox, she's on Cougar Town, has joined forces with Craig Ferguson. Remember him from late night TV?
Yeah.
He's going
I have to remember. He's still on that show, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was gone. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, they're doing a collaboration, a game show called Identity Crisis, which is based on the board game with the same name. And it's a big hush-hush top-secret project. No one's talking about what it will all entail, but it could appear this winter if it gets the green light from CBS. So that's kind of a cool
thing. So how do we know anything about it if it's a big hush-hush?
Because they just announced their collaboration, their big partnership.
Oh, really? The two of them did? Betty, what do you know about Alex Trebek?
Yes. He busted a kidia tendon. Going under surgery tomorrow.
I bet.
And it happened in his hotel in San Diego, they said.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That was San Francisco. Okay. Thank you, Betty, for adding a lot to the conversation. All right, Jennifer, you did an extraordinarily good job.
Thanks. More tomorrow.
More tomorrow, all right. 51 past our good day.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's Good Guy Radio time on the Good Day program.
Yeah, which one of you is the good guy?
I'm the good guy. What are you? Kidding? How you had to ask?
I did, yeah.
I must have slack
at. And my God, it's 54 past the hour. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit National Radio program on every weekend around the country, serving you with ways of fixing your home, keeping your home, and or destroying your home, depending on how good you are at doing what he suggests.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-to-yourselfer.
Right, exactly.
We
I have
don't
not
judge.
Done a good job. I don't usually, I'm not like Richie. I don't try to commandeer the time that we have together. Oftentimes,
but that's all about to change.
Right, yeah. Might digress a little bit here and there. We put a, this is more, I don't know if this is even a question. I've been using metal roofs on the barns.
Right.
A lot of the barns now need new roofs, and so yeah. I decided that they not only look good, but they're fairly quick to put up, mm-hmm. and they last a long time. And there's really no reason, unless I'm missing something, I guess that's the question.
Not
is there a reason
roofs?
Not to use metal roofs on anything?
You know, as long as you can afford it. Now, the new height, first of all, there's a lot of variations.
I thought they were expensive. I thought they were...
There's a, I'm not quite sure what kind of metal roofs you're putting on, but I will say
metal roofs.
Well, but I mean, there's a lot of very stylish metal roofs. There's a lot of they have metal roofs today, Doug. I think this is really cool. They have low E coatings on the paint finish, so that if you put it on your house, the sun hits the roof and the UV bounces right off.
Yeah, that's what these are. Right? It's not even on the house. This is the barn.
Yeah.
But they have this is whatever they. The guy told me there was a special paint on them.
Right.
Because we want the barns to be cool in the summer when the cows have to come in for milking.
That's it. Yeah. No reason not to use it. Great product. Lasts a long time.
And they look. And I think
they look good.
Actually, look. This these barns are about 85, 90 years old.
Right.
And they're all stucco. But the roofs are very complimentary.
Yeah.
I thought that, frankly.
Well, you know, a lot of the roofs they used on old homes lasted almost 100 years. And you know when they, you know what the first day of the end of the roof life is?
Right.
When somebody puts tar on it because it holds water underneath and rots it away, even those old roofs.
Yeah.
But the new ones today, fantastic. Highly recommend them. Good website if you want to see everything that's available in metal roofs is metalroofing.com.
Right.
It's actually an alliance of manufacturers and metal roof contractors. Got a great photo gallery there where you can see what's available.
Metal roofs.
Metal roofing.
Metalroofing.com. You know, I was in Chicago. I took the CTA train from O'Hare into the city on Saturday, and I had never done this before, but the trains into the city go through all of the, I mean, they're right on top of the homes
right.
in all these various neighborhoods. So for some reason or other, I was thinking of you. I was watching the roof lines
yeah,
and
I've
the material.
Yeah, I've taken that same trip.
Okay, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You look at the roof lines and the roof is flat, and there's, you know, the various types
of roll roofing.
Roll roofing, yes. Yep. And you don't see that, or at least I don't. I put it on barns, but I never put it on houses.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, if you have a low slope roof, it's a very inexpensive and affordable roof. It's not going to last as long as a built up roof or a metal roof. But it's not a bad roof. The key is the installation and to put it in with what we call double coverage. So
yeah.
Roll roofing is like 36
inches.
Isn't
that funny?
Sheets.
You and I would notice the same thing.
Yeah, of course. Huh? Brightening a bit.
It is a little. Actually. Mary in New Jersey wants to know, having lived in an old three-bath house with three-quarter-inch plumbing, they don't seem to get enough water pressure. Is that because she has galvanized pipes?
You know, it very well may. Galvanized pipes do shut down, like kind of like a clogged artery. They suffer interior rusting. I think what's interesting about those metal pipes is that they actually will rust. An eighth-inch pipe will actually swell eight times its thickness. So it can actually go from, you know, one-eighth inch of steel to a full inch of rust.
Yeah.
And so if you've got metal pipes, it's not if, it's when they're going to break, Mary. That's the first thing I would consider replacing. And what you can do is do this in stages. I would do the main first, then you do the other horizontal, easily accessible pipes second, and then you save the hard ones to maybe when you're doing a bathroom renovation or something like that. This way you break it up, you don't do it all at once.
All right, let's get another quickie in here. Mandy wants to know if there's some kind of heat-resistant paint that she can use on her radiators.
You know, a lot of folks ask that question, but you really don't need any kind of special paint. The only time you use heat-resistant paint is if you're painting like a grill. But for radiators, you can use regular enamel interior paint, something with a semi-gloss. Spray paint works very well, by the way, for radiators. That's sort of my favorite way to paint them. I'll take newspaper and wrap it on the wall, drop it behind the radiator, kind of create my own sort of little spray booth, and then you know, layer in the spray paint from there. It's a lot easier than the brush.
Richie, you can bring your Camaro over to Tom's house, and he'll take care of
we'll
it.
We'll do it.
Awesome.
Take care
thank of you.
Newspaper behind the back wall, spray it up a little bit.
There you go.
All right, there it is. Handy hints that are important. From the Doug Steffen Good Day Corral, Tom Kreitler, and Leslie Segretti host the nationally syndicated Money Pit radio program. Check it out weekends around the country. You can find more about Tom out by going to DougSteffen.com.